You are listening to TalkLine, an open format where the public has the opportunity to voice their points of view. The opinions expressed are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors. And now, here are your hosts. Express yourself.
And good morning. This is Friday Morning Talk Line. Again, this is Joe Moses Jr. I'm solo today. Diane is out. This is Friday Morning Talk Line, where the show is driven by you, the callers, and the phone numbers to give us a call.
This is a pre-recorded edition of Talk Line. Calls are not being accepted at this time. Join Talk Line live Fridays at 10 a.m.
8954. Or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. And good morning, everybody. Like to wish everybody a good day today. Today is Friday. Well, as you could all see, we had fog this morning, a little bit of rain, and rain's good for you. So if you're out and about, just make sure that you have a plan. Let somebody know where you're going. If you're going boating, please wear your PFD. And if you're out there, be careful while driving. Please don't drink and drive. Again, Friday Morning Talk Line. We got our first caller this morning. John. Good morning, John.
Hi, John here.
Good morning.
Hi, we talking now?
You're alive and in color, John.
How you doing, Joe? Are you lonesome there?
I'm doing good. I'm by myself today.
Well, you handle it okay there. You know, you're number one for the day now.
Well, I wouldn't say number one, but I'm here.
You're a good person that controls it. Joe, you know, I want to talk about Perry Barr wrote a really good article on tribal governing for our tribal courts. We need to have more of that around here because, you know, I'm talking mostly for Eskimo people, but I consider all people native to Alaska, no matter who you are. I just want to see that justice system is serving right for the Alaskan people when they do go in there, because when you do commit a crime and you don't know nothing about it, and then when you go have your trial, you feel intimidated because there's so many Caucasian lawyers there, you know, that... You know, things are, you feel guilty before you even went in there and had your trial. And a lot of the people are so intimidated by it, they just go and say they plead guilty without thought so that they can get over it. Because it's so overwhelming to them that they think they're going to lose anyway. But some people are being wrongly sentenced. A friend of mine, I hope you don't mind mentioning his name. His name was Bruce Day. He was an advocate for the defense, and he helped a lot of the defendants within their trial preparation to have a fair hearing. And that's what we need to have. We need to have more Native attorneys, more policing, and Native people that can control the matter, you know what I mean? Without being so intimidated by them. Intimidation can go a long ways. So I just wanted to state that, and now I wanted to say Perry Barr wrote a really good article about that. It's in the Delta Discovery.
Is it in the current Delta Discovery?
Yes, it is, Joe.
What is it called again?
It's Our People in Need, Tribal Authority.
Okay.
And Perry Barr, he's a really good person. He used to be a trooper here, you know, he retired, and they're good friends of ours, too. Anyway, I better let you go there and about that.
Before you go, John, don't forget we got the city council election coming up. And
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be working there as a...
Oh, good.
I work on elections for quite a while.
What day was that again? Do you remember?
I don't remember. Sometime in October.
Okay.
I got to find out on that, too.
Hey, if you need something interesting to read, go to kyk.org, and there's a story on Barrick Gold stops operation in Argentina after another cyanide spill.
Oh, man, and them people are in control of Alaska? No way.
Until these stories come out and they're, you know, and reported, you know, it's interesting how stuff like this occurs everywhere else that they've been. And considering that we have that Donlin Creek coming up, you know, people should read the story and understand, you know, what's associated with Donlin and what could happen.
Yeah, we get shortchanged on that. We don't hear the real stories.
So if you get a chance, take a look at that. It's on KYK.org.
Okay, I will, Joe. And everyone, please wear your life jacket and dress properly. There's kind of bum out there.
Yeah, and if you're out there hunting, please be careful.
Yeah, and people, let people know your destination. Don't drink and drive. And if you're pregnant also, please refrain from drinking. Okay, Joe, I will let you go there, buddy.
Have a good morning.
You have a good morning, too.
Okay, we have another caller. Good morning, you're on the air. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Shaddy Robbie from the Yukon Cuscal and Fitness Center. I was hoping to give an announcement about our facility.
Sure, no problem. Go for it.
Okay, so the Yukon Cuscal and Fitness Center is open from Tuesday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. We're open on the weekends on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Uh-huh. On the weekends, we actually have half-price admissions, so it's half-price on the weekends. As for our facility, we have a 6-lane competition swimming pool, a 14-foot water slide, a 17-person spa. As for our fitness center, we have treadmills, ellipticals, a stair climber, a bench press station, a squat rack, dumbbells, and kettlebells. Our group fitness class has just started. We're offering aqua zumba, boxing, children's ballet, judo, yoga, and zumba. Our swim classes just started as well this past week, and we're offering a parent-toddler class on Saturday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Three different levels of preschool classes ranging on Wednesdays through Saturdays. We're also offering five different levels of 5+, 8+, 5+ classes. If anybody has any questions or wants to register anyone for classes, they can call us at 543-0390. Thank you.
Okay. Could you mention the classes that you're sponsoring again over there?
Currently we're running aqua zumba, boxing, children's ballet, judo, yoga, and zumba. For swim classes, we're offering parent-toddler classes, preschool classes, which are 3 to 5-year-old classes, and then ages 5+ classes. And the YK Lifesavers account is, or are willing to pay for 50% of low-income families' costs. Okay. And again, if anybody has any questions, they can call us at 543-0390 or come into the facility.
Yeah, I heard you got the. I heard you got quite a judo class over there.
Judo?
Yeah.
Yeah, instructor Warren Polk is teaching four different judo classes, ranging from beginner to advanced, and we also have an open mat every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., which is open to anybody in the community if they want to come and practice their judo.
Wow.
It's $5 for members of the Yukon Cuscal and Fitness Center and $10 for non-members. So even if you're not a member, you can come in.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and again, if anybody has any questions, they can come into our facility or they can call us at, again, 543-0390, and we'll be able to answer those questions.
Okay, I appreciate your call. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thank you.
Bye. Okay, we have Anonymous. Good morning, Anonymous. Hello?
Because I was understanding that the individuals down at Quinnock were banned from the village, and my understanding is they all came to Bethel. Those are the ones that were found there.
Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hey, yeah, I have a concern about the individuals that were banned from Quinnock recently. My understanding is those individuals are in Bethel now walking around. Are those the same individuals that were selling the dope down there?
I couldn't tell you. I wouldn't. I don't.
That's something we need to think about because my understanding they're in Bethel right now, that whole group of folks that were banned from Quinnock.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a main concern. We don't need that kind of a problem here in Bethel because we already have our own problems.
Yeah, we got.
And it's pretty bad.
Uh-huh.
All right, Joe, I'll let you go. You have a good weekend. Everybody be safe.
Yeah, you too. Likewise.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Phone number, sure to give us.
This is a pre-recorded edition of Talkline. Calls are not being accepted at this time. Join Talkline live Fridays at 10 a.m.
8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyuk.org. And, of course, this year we have three open seats on the city council, and we got six candidates running. So don't forget to go and use the power of the pen and vote for your person of choice that you feel will best do the job for you as a member of this community and everyone else. So the candidates are Norman Ayala, Fritz Charles, Brian Mazinski, Mary, I don't know how you pronounce her last name. We got Fred Watson and Mary Wise. So those are your choices for the three seats that are coming up for election. Okay, good morning, Alex. You're on the air.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, I am not efficient English speaker. I could do better in Yupik, but
go for it.
I will try.
Go for it. You can say it in Yupik if you want. That's not a problem.
Yeah, I have a question for you before I start on a couple of comments.
Okay.
My question is, does KYUK and FM radio announcers go by the announcer ethics?
Well, me as a volunteer, we are given a crash course on a class of what we can do and can't do. But since we're since we're volunteers, we're not paid employees. We still have to follow the same rules as an employee does when they're on the air, but to my knowledge, that's pretty much how it runs because it's controlled by the FCC.
Okay. Well, there is something that I am very concerned about, and unfortunately, on Monday, I won't be here to say this in Yupik.
Okay, you could say it Yupik now if you want to.
Yeah, but you know, I'll do it in English first. And then I'll try my best to say it in Yupik.
Okay.
But I might say it better in Yupik.
Well, either way.
Anyway.
Either way, I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, okay. You know, I don't want to offend anyone.
Oh, don't worry about that.
But I want to say this. I'm not going to say who it is, but one of the FM radio announcers. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are offended by the reactions of things that happened. And I'm not sure if I've mentioned this before, but, you know, I don't think it is appropriate for a radio announcer to laugh about misfortunes of others.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, like... I was listening to FM radio a few days ago and talked about this young lady who sued her parents for posting a picture,
mm-hmm.
probably on Facebook. I'm not sure what it is, but, you know, it's none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to that kind of things, it's none of my business unless it's my family or friends. If they ask me to say something about it, I would. But this, I believe, you know, not only that, but other things, you know, like it's not funny when someone gets into accident.
Mm-hmm.
It's not funny when somebody does something to others,
mm-hmm.
irregardless of what the situation may be. But I think it's inappropriate for a radio announcer to laugh about things, even national issues or statewide issues or personal issues of anyone. I don't think it's funny to laugh about that.
Mm-hmm.
In public radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, public radio belongs to everybody, no matter whether it's private or not. You know, if they get funding for public sources. That's public. And in some cases, it might cover Privacy Act of 1972, I believe, or 74. And it might cover, they might be covered in the Crime Victim Act of our government. There's a lot of laws, you know, people just don't read them. Mm-hmm. And people could be sued for the things like that, including organizations and agencies and whatnot. Anyway, I'm going to say that in very quickly in the Yupik.
Okay.
With your permission.
No problem, go for it.
Yeah, okay. Agum kanhtoni junil rani kasatun taring siak senuni. Ilita kuinga sikin rita katali su yu dam su da sikin rilnat dat ay paganisu umyok suktak kluki. Umyok it navgluki apret offentagluk. Ilit kani nilaksugu tilaktuk chan pitulal ranik. Pitulal rit kani khasir pinakluk tilkit nilaksugu tilakkan ridut. Temci cagaut tilakkan ridut, nilagaut tilakkan ridut ta damakut. Dortna ay pagni damakut akkuni Privacy Act of 1972-74 rights of Victim Rights Act damakuni ay pagni kavra machikut. Damakuni chukang nakmakuni kanrilrita ta kalakto. There's another thing that I want to speak a little bit about.
Sure, go for it.
You know, I was one of the very first YKHC board members.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope board members are listening, especially from Bethel and immediate vicinity of Bethel. Well, I was a board member. I was quiet, but I was listening to all the elders. And I was one of the interpreters who interpret for 14 years, I volunteered my services serving on the YKG board as a vice president from the start to the time when I decided I needed to do something for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have seen and heard so many things that need to be corrected in terms of health care. I have heard that, you know, misleading information that people misunderstand. You know, sometimes, you know, when it comes to legal language, it might sound like, you know, regular day-to-day language, but it may not be if it comes to legal language. In my time of being a member of YKHC board, we did not let our staff get away with things. In fact, in those days, we fired three doctors. And, you know, it's possible for people to deal with the situations, you know, if it affects the customers. The customers are owners of the hospital. And they need to be, they need to understand their rights, and they need to understand do's and don'ts of the things, you know, like medication, for example. Some of the people are given too much medication, and as a result, down the road, you know, those medication that they take will kick in and affect people's health. These are the type of things the board of directors of YKH need to watch out for. Because board of directors are volunteers like yourself, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Board of directors are volunteers. They are not the boss, but they are volunteers, and they are advisors to the professional staff. So what needs to be done is, they need to review and understand each and every changes each and every services provided by the health corporation. This is not against, it's not against YKG, it's just there are some things that need to be improved
mm-hmm.
in terms of services.
Okay.
Because I know the fact that, including one of my family members, they take more than 10 pills or 10 different kinds of medication. In the long run, that's not good. I'm going to shut up and listen, Joe.
Okay, thank you, Alex. I appreciate it. And if you feel you got something else to say, just call back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bye.
Okay, good morning, Shane.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I'm the general manager here at KYK. I've just happened to be doing some board training with one of our new hires, Melvin Pavla, when Mr. Nick called in, so I thought it would be a good time to address some of his concerns. He was just talking about what he's heard on the FM station, and from what he said, I am certain that that's not KYUK's FM station. That sounds like the commercial station. There is a small, low-power FM commercial station, not affiliated in KYUK with KYUK in any way whatsoever, that is airing the kind of things that he's finding troubling. And I'll just say, you know, I agree with him that hosts here at KYUK as a public institution, I would agree that hosts should not be making fun of people in their misfortune. And I'm proud that none of our hosts do that. So, you know, check the dial. If it's 90.3 FM, that's KYUK on the FM. If it's a different station, then it's not KYUK. So thanks to Mr. Nick and anyone who would care to provide any kind of criticism of KYUK. It's always accepted, and we're always looking for ways to improve. But in this circumstance, not us. It wasn't us. So thank you. And Joe, thanks again for continuing to volunteer week in and week out, and all the listeners. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Again, that was Shane Iverson, our station manager for KYK, and I appreciate his translation. So that way, if anybody has any questions regarding issues That's of okay. any kind with just either AM or FM, they could they can stop by here and talk to Shane.
Talk line.
Okay. Number's here to give us a call.
Oh, hey, sorry about the confusion. Melvin here was just going to give a brief translation.
Oh, sure. Go for it. Please. Thank you.
What's going on?
Yeah. Tamakun kmurilgilutin qalartaqaman tamalkuita imiqaulutin lu amlqpilartuq maani khwaniya murilkumaalutin qalartlqit khwaniya recordarilutin lu paqaman tamakun khwaniya qalart paqamta tumtumchikkuurluta piyuutukut amlqlu chalilrit khwaniya qanruchi maluteng akka tamakut khaniya achtaqapelrit toi khankuta sympathizer qalukil pilaqaput nallinrit sqluti awai sheinam qanrutati aqhumak.
Okay, thank you. Okay, good morning, Susan, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
How you doing?
Good. It's good to be back in Bethel. I miss most of the summer here, but I'm back in Bethel most of the time now. It's just every 3 weeks Anchorage. Anyway, I was wanting to put an announcement out that we're going to do a flea market craft sale at Lions Club tomorrow. It's Saturday,
okay.
The 17th. The Culture Center had something scheduled, but they're in the middle of floor repair and all that and construction, so they're not able to do their Saturday market. So we're going to do something at Lions Club, and that'll be tomorrow. I'll open up at 9 for the vendors to set up, and it'll go from 10 till 2.
Okay. Is there a contact number they could reach you at?
Yeah, but let's see. My landline is 4368.
Okay.
My cell phone is 7524. Just show up at 9 or so, and we'll be running it. It's $10 a table, $5 half. And we're going to do another one October 8th. I'm going to try to do one once a month or so. as long as there's people interested, and there seems to be enough interest, so we're going to go for it.
Okay, great. That sounds good because, you know, we're so used to, like you said, the Saturday market, but...
Oh, they're wonderful, too, yeah, but I missed those this summer, yeah.
Considering the construction that's going on and the remodel that's happening at the Cultural Center in the library, I think anything that we could do to...
Well, when it's done, it's going to be worth it. They're doing quite a bit of work over there.
Yeah, it sure is.
All right, have a good weekend, everybody.
You too.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Okay, there's submit questions on Facebook to the 2016 Bethel City Council election forum on Tuesday. Again, Tuesday, September 20th at 6:30 p.m. at the City Hall. So those of you who wanted to know about that, they're going to have a city election forum on Tuesday, September 20th at 6:30 at the City Hall with the six candidates that are running for three open seats on the City Council. And don't forget to vote when that time comes. I can't say enough. The more people that vote, the more satisfied we are in terms of the results. Instead of sitting here, I don't know if you want to call it griping or complaining that you didn't vote because of this and that, but you know, this is your opportunity where you put the people you choose that'll be the best for you as a member of this community. So don't forget to vote this coming October for the City Council elections. And if you have any questions, you would call 543-2047 and ask for the city clerk.
Again, the phone number. This is a pre-recorded edition of Talkline. Calls are not being accepted at this time. Join Talkline live Fridays at 10 a.m.
995-8954, or you're free to email us at radio@kyok.org. Yeah, I was kind of surprised to see that story this morning on KYK about Barrick Gold Stop operations in Argentina after another cyanide spill. You know, it's things like that that give me a second thought about Donlin Creek and what they're planning to do up there, because based upon statistics so far, neither one of those companies has done very well in other countries, and I hate to see that happen here in our own state of Alaska. But you know, I mean, I don't know what it's going to take to get people to change their mind and give it a second thought. But you know, stuff like this that is being reported, you know, you all need to pay attention and understand that things like this do go on, and it speaks for itself, pretty much. Okay, good morning, Henry.
Good morning. Ilko, kisipimo ko na pikasha kung nasawasi kinagita ka chari sa yukanam ko wakfo ng sumene ako na ngo kalu tunga siya nagtik suki pilagita tamak tamay si kinagita kaput. Isu lakot makamuhik, changok kamuhik pifkinat. Tama na chali ni tunil rin tamakti kung kutayo ko lang ni angok tapit piksait na kaya ko nakakam na kaya umisim piso ko lang tapit tom ta. Tama na angok lang ting pilay takf naksukipikong tatakawak to. Good morning, Nagels. Tamakpji. Tis pimnis kung na time po nampaya kong tamakis pato. Good morning, Nagels. Tamakpji.
Okay, Henry. Thank you. Okay. Phone lines are open. Again, if you feel you're not getting through, there are only three lines, and you just keep trying until you get through, so don't give up. Based upon the new technology, everything's digital now, so it's not like the old system we had where we could answer one call after another to put you on hold. And again, the phone lines are open. And yes, we'd love to hear what you have to say and what's on your mind. Feel free to give us a call.
This is a pre-recorded edition of Talkline. Calls are not being accepted at this time. Join TalkLine Live Fridays at 10 a.m.
Or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. So this city election that's coming up, it's going to be an interesting one. Six candidates, three seats, and I haven't read about all the candidates, but you know, there seems to be a interesting group of people that are running, and each one has their reason why they're running. So again, that's going to be Saturday, Tuesday the 20th at 6:30. Yes, September 20th at 6:30 at the City Council, City Election Forum, on the candidates that are running for City Council. It's pretty quiet out there. I don't know where everybody's at, but give us a call here. I see we have a lot going on elsewhere in the state. So it's interesting how this election is coming to ahead here with Clinton and Trump. You know, I've seen a lot of things in my life, but I've never seen so much bickering between two candidates that are trying to make their point to get you to vote for them. Okay, good morning, Alan. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Joe.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Yeah, you a while ago brought up that you get a rundown when you go as a volunteer there. You get a rundown on having to follow FCC regulations and whatnot. But do you ever get a rundown about having to follow the IRS regulations about being nonpartisan?
No,
for a 501c3.
Nope, it's the first time I heard of that one.
Well, yeah, you're required to be nonpartisan, so I want to know why it is that Diane gets to keep bringing up, running her mouth about any Democrat, any Republican, but she goes ballistic when somebody brings up a Democrat. And why does she get to talk about any Republican anytime she wants to, but she doesn't say anything about Democrats? She's required to be nonpartisan. You're a 501c3. That's not, and that's not FCC regulations. That's IRS regulations.
Okay.
They're the ones that grant that nonprofit status.
Uh-huh.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you. There we go. We have another definition of what we do here in terms of receiving funds from the local and state and federal government. So, again, this is Joe Moses Jr. I'm solo today. Diane is out. For those of you who'd like to give us a call here, feel free to call us. Like I said, it's pretty quiet. I'm not sure where everybody's at. I don't know if it's one of them days where you sleep in or you overslept or didn't have enough coffee. Yeah, like John Nick said earlier, in the Delta Discovery, there's a story by Perry Barr, Tribes and Our People in Trouble and in Need. If you haven't read that, that's an interesting story there. Talks about the system here and how things function and the way things are and why they are that way today. So if you haven't had a chance, get the paper and read that. And if you got a copy there and you've read it, I'd like to hear your opinion and thoughts and feelings on that, because it's an interesting story. I didn't get to finish reading it all, but it has its points, and it makes sense in terms of what's going on with our system and how our local tribes need to be more involved with their laws and how to defend their organization. Again, the numbers here are 543.
This is a pre-recorded edition of TalkLine. Calls are not being accepted at this time. Join TalkLine Live Fridays at 10 a.m.
You can always email us at radio@kyk.org. Phone lines are open. You can give us a call. And yes, we'd love to hear what you have to say. Okay, we do have a phone call. Good morning, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Joe.
Good morning.
Just responding to that previous caller that just called you right now. Mm-hmm. That was outlandish. At the beginning of your talk show, you don't have to affiliate yourself with KYUK at all. The views and points expressed do not, be part of KYUK. So whatever you're saying about, the 501c3 status, mm-hmm. is not up to your talk show. So that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, thank
Bye,
you.
Joe. Bye.
Good morning. Got another caller? Hello, good morning, you're on the air. Oh, we lost him? Hello?
Yeah, good morning, Joe.
Good morning, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I wish they could extend the move something because most of the time we better stop letting those white people from out here to come out here and go hunt because they came out and hunt for antlers and some of them get wasted on the meat.
Uh-huh.
That's what they do sometimes. They try to somewhere and they try to get big game. Like if they catch, they might leave some of the meat behind. That's what we don't like. I wish they could extend it more because most of the people here in the Costco didn't hardly catch any moose.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have today, and have a good day. Grandma Joe, this Saturday.
Oh, thank you, Lou. I appreciate your call.
Okay, yeah, bye.
Okay. That was Louie, and he gave his opinions and thought on the current moose hunting season that just occurred, and he doesn't like the fact that he was talking about big game hunters, but, as far as from what I could tell, based upon what I know, all these big game hunters still have to follow the laws and regulations. If you look at the hunting license, anybody can buy one, whether you're resident or non-resident, and there's quite a price difference between the two. And some of these people that take people out to go hunting, they have a license to, a guide is the word I'm looking for. People that guide to bring people out here to do hunting, fishing, and camping. And they have to make sure that the people that are taken out are complying with the laws just as well as the people that guide them. And I noticed that if you look at the hunting license, you have a resident or a non-resident, and as long as you comply with the local or state hunting regulations at the time it's open, I could understand Louis' point of view and how he feels that they need to extend it. But everybody has an opportunity to go out and hunt. Of course, I did, but mine wasn't successful either, but I was glad to get out, spend some time with family and friends, and it was, even though I didn't catch, I appreciate the time that you could go out there and be with nature, because it's a God-given right, and it's awesome to be out there just to get some fresh air. Okay, good morning, Fritz, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joe, how are you?
I'm doing good, yourself?
Great, I'm doing good. Great weather we're having today, huh?
I wouldn't complain. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it's, anyways, you're right on track along with the out-of-state hunters. They pay a ton of money towards the state, $600-$800 for the ticket and the permit, and then another $3,000 on the charter, which is good for the local companies. But, that being said, the guide, which could be the charter for what that other guy was talking about, trophy hunters,
mm-hmm.
is the guide and the hunter is supposed to bring the meat back to a village or a town like Bethel. and whether they take it home or the guide is stuck with it. The guide is supposed to distribute it out or do whatever with it other than throwing it away, you know, or they could be charged with wanton waste.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other hand, the other story is Donald Gold. You know, there's a lot of controversy on Donlin Gold, whether it's going to happen or not. You know, I've been talking about that ever since Peter Jacob was around.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's been a controversy ever since then, and I've been bringing it up, like I just said, since he was around. This was, 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
At least. You know, it's been brought up, talked about ever since then. You know, it might be good for now, but in the long run, there will be a natural disaster of Donlin Gold. Look what happened in whoever Barrick Gold Mine owns, a mining company downstate. They're having some issues from their leach field, which leaked out into the river system.
Mm-hmm.
It will happen up here eventually. If it does go through, you know, we have to weigh our decision making process. You know, we can be all for money, but money comes and goes, but our renewable resources, which is the wildlife, once the damage is done, we will lose everything. Our subsistence way of life will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Caribou, moose, fish, especially the fish, the berries. Once that opens, you know, that's going to start. It could start, you know, acid rain from the leach field up there in Donlin Gold, and you know it's a never-ending story. I can go on and on and on, but you know the time is limited, and you know if this goes through, it might help the city out, but you know can only accept so much income from taxes. From that for so long, and it'll deplete.
Mm-hmm.
20 or 30 years of employment, it's not going to be enough to replenish the subsistence way of life and or money. It's a lose-lose situation for the people out here. And they talk about local hire. No, they're not going to do local hire, but yeah, maybe laborers, that's about it. But their length of work might be maybe 6 months to a year, if that. But, you know, if people talk about experience on heavy equipment or mechanics, if you don't have a piece of paper stating that you're a certified mechanic, a certified cook, a certified barge six-pack license, whereas if you don't have any kind of paperwork, they're not going to hire you for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to start sending our kids to training, vocational training for college, for science, for engineers, or whatever, or security, law enforcement, anything. You know, everybody has to start from the bottom. You started at the bottom. I started at the bottom. And look at us today. You know, we got a house. We got boats. We got automobiles, recreational vehicles. Everybody has to start at the bottom, you know, whether we like it or not. Nobody's going to start at the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
it's a, you know, it's this place out here in Bethel. It's this place is a unique place, but we choose to live here. This is our home. This is our community. We should be looking after each other. You know, if something somebody's doing wrong, you know, tell them. You know, let them know. Hey, you're not supposed to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a unique community, and we need to start thinking like a community and work together. So that's my rant for the day. Thank you, Joe.
Hey, are you preparing yourself for the forum on election forum on the 20th? Are you starting to practice?
Not really. I just, you know, play it by ear. You know, it's all we can do, I guess. Play it by ear, and that's how we did last week, I believe, at the college.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's answer to the best and the truth. That's how I did.
Uh-huh. Well, I wish all of you the best, and may the best person win. And you know, people are gonna hopefully use the power of the pen again to go and vote. You know, it's really sad to see a community like Bethel where the voter turnout is low. But over the years, as certain things come up, like with the recent election of that we had with Zach and Bob, people spoke. You know.
Yeah, they did. And then look at the governor. Why is he pulling this stunt? And why isn't there a petition going on now to impeach him, to take our permanent fund away? You know, not all of it, but majority of it, he's taking it away. And now there's going to try and be a lawsuit from the senator, Bill, whatever his last name is, but... it's all for publicity so he can get reelected and or elected for governor or something like that. It's a day late and dollar short for that guy.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what I think about the lawsuit that's trying to, for the permanent fund.
Well, everybody's got to understand that, you know, when you look at what actually funds the state of Alaska and you see the price of a barrel of oil go from what $100 and something dollars a barrel down to $30 a barrel, there's going to be some kind of loss of revenue somewhere, and it's going to affect not only just the state of Alaska, but it's going to affect everyone.
Yeah, and that is, I mean, the state of Alaska employees, they make ungodly amount of money. Probably their cheapest wages for the state of Alaska is about $25-$30 an hour with full benefits, healthcare, dental, whatever benefits they have. But even the governor, why doesn't he get a pay cut? Why doesn't the legislatures get a pay cut? Cut the lawmakers, the legislatures, their pay in half and see where they go.
Mm-hmm.
They only they're in session, supposed to be in session for 90 days, and they get, 50-60 grand for 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
That's way more than what I make and what you make. You know, that's like $200 an hour, just about.
I think it was like
you know, I'm just throwing that number out, but they make ungodly amount of money in 3 months, 50 to 60 grand for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, that's another story.
Yeah. Well, I wish each and every one of you that are running for city council, including you, I may the best person win, and hope you are able to answer all the questions that are thrown at you on the forum on September 20th at 6:30 at the city council, city hall.
Okay. All right, Joe, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, good morning. We got Sophie. Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
All right, busy as a bumblebee as usual.
Oh, that's okay. That's a good thing.
Anyways, first of all, I'd like to make some comments. I would like to thank my grandson, Hikaru Moose, and all my grandkids, my great-grandkids from 6 years, all on up came to help, in, even from Aniak, and it's so good to see little young kids interested in learning how to put away subsistence with the teacher of an elder,
mm-hmm.
and asking parts of this and that, most part which is good for them to know and learn. My 6 or 7 year old grandson, he came up from Aniak, jumped out of the cart, come straight over to my house, take his stuff up, hurry up and eat, thank his cousin for good yummy moves, and hurry up and get the knives and stuff to start working on the meat. Amma, where's the knives? I need to start cutting the meat. The other one come in. Amma, where's your grinder? We've got to start grinding meat. It's so good to see these little ones willing to help and willing to learn. And we don't waste none of the meat that's been, you know, cut by the hunters. We work on every part of it. We don't waste. And I would like to congratulate everybody that catch moose for something to look forward to during the winter months. And right now, my other one is, since we could take our anger out on anything we want to talk about,
mm-hmm.
right now, I always say, Donlin Gold, always be so nice to the shareholders, but when it's time to hire shareholders, they wouldn't be nice to shareholders. They don't even tell the truth about what they have to look for before a shareholder is hired to work at the mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't even talk about background check, whether it's a shareholder or not.
Mm-hmm.
And with all these villages, no matter where we come from, who we are, you see all these people in the villages with all these bootlickers of all kinds of crap of weed and all the drugs now that are going around. They don't even talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And all these shareholders are looking forward to Donlin. Oh, we'll get a job. We'll get a job. There'll be some job openings. But you know what's going to happen to our young people, especially the ones in the villages? Right now, every village you go to, you see your loved ones smoking weed right and left. And Donlin don't even talk to us when they come to villages. You'll have a background check if you have a positive on this and that, about smoking this or smoking that or taking this, you wouldn't be hired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I confronted them when they come to the village. There was this one guy that worked for Donald Gold, and he's a shareholder. He didn't have nobody to back him up when we asked questions. Where was the Donald Gold people? They were not there. And then after how many weeks, everybody was out of the village. They're picking or traveling somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes a bunch of Donlin people with lawyers and all. I'm not scared of no lawyer. I could tell them anything. I tell them, where were you when this one shareholder come and talk to us about Donlin Gold? He couldn't even answer some of the questions we asked.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I talked about is the question I ask about is the cyanide. What will happen if they're hauling cyanide and there's a cyanide spill? Oh, they said, they'll be taken care of. We'll take good care of it. And I said, yes, In some states, out states, you get this bill and that bill. You take good care of it, but why does it kill everything? And I want these shareholders to let their young people know, to let them know, don't be too excited about Donald and Gold, because they're just lying you. As soon as the mine open, if it ever open, Donald and Gold will say hello with the shareholders. We'll hire outstates. Thank you for my listening to my anger.
I thank you and I appreciate your call. Have a good morning.
Yes, you too.
Okay. The phone number is sure to give us a call. Or 543.
This is a pre-recorded edition of Talkline. Calls are not being accepted at this time. Join Talkline live Fridays at 10 a.m.
995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyak.org. Phone lines are open. We yet to receive one email. It'd be nice to see one. If you don't want to give us a call, email us. We'd love to read your email. Well, based upon some of the callers we got, they definitely spoke their mind on how they felt about certain issues. This last caller, she's talking about Donald Gold and, you know, when they started asking questions that needed to have they wanted to hear an answer for, obviously they couldn't answer them. And, you know, I mean, like Fritz said, it's all about the money, but the money's only going to last so long, and you're going to only be able okay, we do have a caller. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. Is this Joe?
Good morning. This is Joe.
Thank you for taking my call. This is Helen.
Good morning, Helen.
What needs to happen is when we have things we need to change, we need to use our representatives, the people we voted for, and tell them our issues, what we need to see happen. And we could also go to the Bethel Legislative Office, and we can email everything or send a note to the legislation. They have open forum. And the other thing you could do is voice it as a voice, as a community, and put it in bylaws in your villages if there's some issues you need covered. And I wanted to talk a little about Donald Creek. I really don't want it to continue to progress, because it's going to affect the land. They're going to take the lot of... once that land is used, you won't have berries, you won't have tundra, you won't have... If the water's affected, we won't have fish. We need to keep fighting against this instead of having a majority who show up and vote for yes on it. And I wanted to talk to parents who talk negative to their children to please stop it, because it only leads to them not being negative, productive parents later, or adults, or young adults. Please be nice to them, and please don't tell your children, don't tell your child, oh, that Gusak's going to take your child or do something. That's racist to me, and my mom never did that. My parents never did that, so we shouldn't do that to our kids. We all need to work together, whether we're Gusak or not. Thank you.
Hey, Helen.
Yeah.
I got one for you.
Yeah.
I read one of my notes from a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
He said, 5 minutes in the corner is better than 5 years in prison. Discipline them now so I don't have to later. He's talking about children.
What we need to do is totally respect our children, like, and they'll totally respect you later. If you don't do that while they're young and hurt them and do things, you're not going to have that respect when you need it. They won't hang around you.
Mm-hmm. It's about discipline and self-discipline.
Yes, it is, but we have to start it with ourselves first, mm-hmm, before, you know, we continue.
Thank you.
Bye.
We got Ben from Hooper Bay. Good morning, Ben.
Hi, good morning, Joe.
How you doing?
Long time no hear. Good to hear you.
Yeah, how's everything out there in Hooper Bay?
Windy, a little bit wet, but planes are flying in and out.
Uh-huh. So anyway, what's on your mind today, Ben?
I always have this nagging question in my mind.
Uh-huh.
How cost $540 to Hooper Bay to Bethel still? For a long time, I remember this went up, I think, back in 2006 when the price of barrel was so high.
Mm-hmm.
Then it went so low, but it's still the same. I don't know a lot. I don't know everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think none of us do. But a lot with the price of barrel not costing so much, wouldn't it be not so expensive to buy and things go down a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. along with the price of barrel. But I thought would bring the freight prices down, because fuel is not so expensive to buy and have a ripple effect on our delta,
mm-hmm.
where the food prices in our stores won't cost so much. Right now, and it's so high,
mm-hmm.
so expensive to buy food, and everybody goes broke. Most people are on food stamps, and they probably go broke second week. And
mm-hmm.
I know there's supplemental subsistence and all. I always have this question: How come it costs so much? Around that time, I went down to San Diego with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I went down,
mm-hmm.
from Bethel to San Diego, it cost me $475 one way.
It's amazing how you can fly from Bethel to a village or from a village to Bethel and go from Bethel to like where you just stated, and the price is cheaper. That doesn't make no sense.
Yeah, and some of my friends fly from like Anchorage to Seattle. How much did you pay? $75.
Wow.
Anyways, I had that. It always nags me, you know, because I want to see fairness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our people all over the Delta, we're all not rich people
mm-hmm.
out here, but we pay the most highest prices.
Yeah, you know, it's really, I don't understand, you know, I'm just like you, I'm mind-boggled how when the price of the oil goes down, why doesn't the price of gas and aviation fuel go down? But, you know, part of the answer was they did an investigation in the state of Alaska to make sure there was no monopoly going on, making sure there was no price gouging and, you know, gouging it to where they benefit their pocket and they're happy and they laugh all the way to the bank. You know, it's sad to see such a thing like that occur, and there's no benefits or rewards for us, but there's benefits and rewards for the people that are providing the service.
Anyways, I had that question. I hope some provincial people are listening who can say something and help us out.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give you a call, say hi.
Well, I appreciate the call, and I'm glad to hear from you. Call anytime you want, Ben.
Okay, Joe.
All right.
You have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Okay, we've got Clara. Good morning, Clara.
Good morning. Us native people, or I should say, if money grew on trees, we would have the smallest trees because we're poor. All these other ones would have big, big trees with leaves of money. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, current time is what, 11:05? We still got another 20 minutes. The numbers here are 543.
This is a pre-recorded edition of TalkLine. Calls are not being accepted at this time. Join TalkLine live Fridays at 10 a.m.
Email us at radio@kyk.org. You know, Ben has an interesting point. you know, when the price of gas started going down in everywhere else except Bethel, and like, for example, it was got under, what, $3 a gallon, and we're still paying the almost, well, I'm not sure exactly what the price was before, but obviously it didn't go down much, and it didn't affect us much here. We saw some kind of a price drop, but it wasn't beneficial, but people still find a way to purchase the fuel. Good morning, Billy, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Yeah, maybe the only way to lower these high prices is to connect roads to the hubs and road to Anchorage, maybe. Maybe that's a bad idea, though. Okay, thank you, Joe. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Well, I think if they don't build a road, at least build a railroad, that would be beneficial. You won't have the same problems you would if you had a road built, but, you know, I mean, there seems to be a train rail somewhere to everywhere else except Bethel. So, yeah.
Hello.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello, Joe.
Good morning, Robert.
Yeah, I heard about a little bit about the problems with the air freights and all that stuff, you know. And, you know, Joe, are you listening?
I got you live and in color.
I've watched this our problems for many years with our people, and there seems to be the problem that we're being chewed up by everything and we have no say so.
Uh-huh.
I think the problem today's world 2006. If you do it by legal paper, with a lawyer paper, then we'll have some action. The people just don't, like you heard one person say, our checks ran out by the 15th.
Uh-huh.
Now, could we, when we can't even afford the pop way on paper by lawyers, and they know we can't afford it, so this is what is happening. The airlines should have lowered their prices like Anchorage a couple of years ago, yet we got no say-so, and they're still buying their fuel from Anchorage and charging us $500 to go to Anchorage.
Uh-huh.
And then $550 to go to McCoyuck.
Uh-huh.
Wow, it's because we don't have say-so, Joe. I wish we could afford say-so, but we're just going to have to try to make it until we have help with some say-so money from our corporations, you might say, that are supposed to be helping us, you know, or something like that. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, he's got an interesting point. Yeah, pretty much, I mean, I couldn't have said it any better, but he pointed where lies the problem in terms of some of the stuff that's occurring out here in Bush, Alaska. As long as I can remember, and as long as I've worked in retail and wholesale, you know, I mean, it's always the cost of transportation was an issue. Like the people say, that as soon as the price of barrel went up, so did everything else go up. But when the price of barrel went down, we didn't see much of an effect other than the fact that there was a slight change. And if it weren't for bypass mail, you'd be paying a lot more, higher prices than we are now, but I can't thank enough for bypass mail, and it was something that was beneficial to Bush, Alaska, and it's you know, it's done its share of help to communities that are live beyond Bethel and beyond a hub in Alaska, and it's still here because when they were trying to do with bypass mail, everybody else was making a big deal about it, and we had one of our, what was it, senators saying, you're not going to take this away from us. It benefits communities that have no other way of transportation by other than air. Not every community gets barge service, but even then, it only made sense that, you know, I mean, it's helped, and it's, but we don't see, when everything else goes down everywhere else, we don't see the same effect out here. It's just, you know, it's sad to say that it's for them, it's all they care about is lining their pockets and making more money. But, you know, like Bobby said, we're the little people until we have a big voice and everybody stands and says enough no more. We're going to continue to see what's been going on out here for years, not just happened recently. So. Okay. Good morning. You're on the air.
Is that it?
Turn your radio down, please.
Yeah.
That just happened recently, so. Okay. Good morning.
You're on the air. Hello?
You're on live and in color.
Okay, Joe. You know, it's like everybody complaining prices and food. And, of course, it's everything high and stuff, but... And everybody, if some developed country coming or developed economics coming, everybody say no, because if something happened, we don't have anything anyway. We don't have the fishing, nothing happened. We don't have hunting, nothing happened, you know. If we have money, we get these lawyers and fighting, but we don't have money. So if I'm get up from bed, maybe I fell and break my neck, so better laying down. This is what happened. Everybody laying down. They don't want to get up and get the challenge and chances to develop this country or grow the business, or because if something happened, you know, this all the time talking about those gold mines, because if something happened, you know, technology is so far going, and just like I say, make it rules, own rules, regulation, I've been talking for 10 years, make it local organization, Celista, or local tribe should be make it own control river and mine and have inspectors. They have them similarly in British Columbia. They have local tribes cooperating with the Coast Guard. They give them training. They're checking the barges. They have jobs open for local people. They give them even boats because they work for like extra hand for Coast Guard. You know, there's lots of positive things with coming. It will be coming out all of this, you know, this what we have him, that's what we have him. You know, the same thing in state. Why we have to fly to Las Vegas and so many friends and myself sometimes fly over there and spend the money for the hotels and give to some other state? We have hundreds, no, thousands of people come from Europe. They go fishing and hunting and go to Las Vegas gambling. We're talking billions of dollars industry. They're taking your money away from dividends. But if something happened, maybe church is going complaining, or there are lots of churches have their own rippies and own bingos and stuff, and that's okay. But not okay. That's okay. Why not state get and leave these people money dividends alone? There is, if something happened, you know. This always you hear, start moving forward. Start moving up, not looking for excuses, you know, laying down left and right, and I'm not going to do it because maybe if I get that bicycle and drive, maybe the chain broke down or I fell or somebody bumped me. Stay home, laying down, because you start walking, you maybe fell and break your neck. That is what the ideology in here. That's all. Go forward. Go build the country. Build yourself. That's what I want to say.
Okay, thank you, Cesar. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Bye. Okay, we got Carolyn from Salouk. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, Faka, to all my umas. Inupiak is friends. Ariga. The Mardik Circle in Salouk, where the huge caribou are arriving here in a couple of days. And we're still picking cranberries. Neighbors are sharing chi fish, whitefish, seal meat, seal oil, ariga. Hello to my beautiful family, my children, Eric and Nate, Chelsea and Jackie Hoffman, my grandchildren, Mia Blair, even Gwynny. Love and miss you all. My thoughts are, we are really blessed this year with abundance of subsistence. For our blessings, for our subsistence this year in the whole state. However, we living in a village, it's hard sometimes. We were out of electricity last week for a couple of days, but it sure makes you think when we're out of electricity for 2 days. People were starting to steal, and they even stole my elderly friend, almost 80-year-old's fish rack and a half of fresh fish that were hanging. People are stealing, and they even stole fuel. And we must be prepared for the our winter that's ahead. Share with your neighbors if you can, your families. I want to applaud the folks in Quinnahawk that have banned the heroin drug dealers. It should be that way in all the villages, and mostly in Bethel being the hub. I know the lady was talking about marijuana earlier. Folks use marijuana for pain and who have medical cards, but heroin kills, marijuana doesn't. It is really scary in our day and era. And also, I'm not for Donlin Creek. I used to work for Donlin Creek in the exploration stage when, they hired a lot of folks from all over the place, and we worked 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, and it was nice. We had money in our bank, but we also have to consider we not to have Donlin Creek, Donlin Gold, because it'll destroy our rivers and what our grandkids and our future family's going to have if it became so. So we must all vote to have no Donlin Gold, because we only have one river. So with that being said, I hope people really think about that. And Koyaluku KYUK Talk Line in Yupik, I get to listen to you folks Friday morning and Sunday Gospel Hour. Koyanakfa Azayun, I just feel really happy even though I'm so far away from home. I always think about everybody. So with that being said, love one another, help your neighbors. Naklikki, you get the ones that are struggling with alcohol and drug addiction. We must never think we're better than everybody, but we never give up on our family and friends, but always pray for them, as my 90-year-old mother used to say, Emma. So with that being said, have a blessed weekend, and we're still caribou hunting up north, and Koyanakfa KYUK, the best in the whole state. Doi.
Thank you. Okay, good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Hey, talking about airfare.
Uh-huh.
From Benjamin Robbins. Uh-huh. You know, they teach how to fly at the UT Ahunga.
Uh-huh.
And think about Chalista. You know, what could Chalista do for us, you know, because of the airfares? Maybe thinking, like, would it be possible if Chalista would look into buying a net, like a 207 or something, and start a business, you know, to think about region here, RYK Delta, the rate of airfare is too high, especially for the coastal people. And I do agree with Ben and Robert. You know, we're so like in a blind, and everybody from outside is taking over everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert is right. Anchorage is the one that brings in fuel for airlines and for resale, like gas and oil, stove oil on the barges. And, you know, looking at the gas price in Anchorage, under $3, and out here it's like, oh, gee whiz, $7-$8 somewhere at the coast. You know, that's not fair. It's not fair for low-income people out here. So I think if Chalista and, you know, the shareholders would, you know, look into something for Chalista to build, you know, that would, you know, make a good benefit to start a business, air business, for our people, for our region, instead of, you know, talking about golf, playing golf somewhere in Anchorage or somewhere else. You know, we the people, you know, we stand as epics. But, you know, think about what I just said, and I agree with Robert and Ben that called about airfare. How can we make it lower?
Mm-hmm.
How can the businesses make it more lower for the people that have low income or whatnot? But considering all that, you know, we you know, AVCP, 56 villages, 56 tribes, you know, I know there's a lot of commotion and everything right now, trying to figure about this and that, but, you know, how can we, the 56 villages or tribes, fix something to make it better? You know, we need good leaders. We need good leaders everywhere, and we need to better our tribes instead of fighting each other. So I just want to make a comment on that about the airfare too. And good morning, Joe, and to all of you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. We do have a few minutes left if you'd like.
This is a pre-recorded edition of Talkline. Calls are not being accepted at this time. Join Talkline live Fridays at 10 a.m.
1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. I did find something in the paper, the City of Bethel Notice of Election. The City of Bethel regular election will be held October 4th. The polling places, Precinct 1 is Lower Kuskokwim's School District Office, located at 1004 Ron's Memorial Drive, and Precinct 2 is the Cultural Center, located at 401 State Highway, will be open at 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. on Election Day. Voters may bring up to two individuals in the polling booth with them, and to assist their voting needs, Yupik translators will be also available at the polls on Election Day. Absentee voting is available at the City Clerk's Office beginning September 19th at 9 to 12:30 and from 1:30 to 4:30. For more information, contact the City Clerk at 543-1384. Good morning, Howard. You're on the air.
Yes. Hello.
You're on the air, Howard.
Oh, yes. Hey, you know, talking about high prices and
Bush, cost Alaska.
Of living and everything out here.
Uh-huh.
You know, we all voted for a senator there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's always voting with the Republicans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch it on TV, and, boy, I just get really frustrated watching, you know. I says, that's why I tell everybody out here, please vote. Don't vote because your friend is voting that way or thinks that way.
Mm-hmm.
Vote your mind. Don't vote for someone that's, you know, going to follow other people. Please vote. And vote, please vote. You know?
Well, you know, It's very important, and just like you stated, vote and vote for who you think is best for you. That'll fit your needs and what you think that you think would benefit not only you as a individual that pay your fair share of taxes, but everyone in this community.
Yeah, yeah. I really, you know, it's bad that people talk about Bethel too. You know, that. Bethel's got the liquor store, and you hear it on, you see it on Facebook, you hear it on, you know, messages and stuff like that. But, that's the only way we're gonna make money out here to, keep our, city running, at this level, you know. There's no other way. There's none. Unless somebody opens up a, marijuana store, and, you know, who's gonna do that, you know? People from out of town are going to come and sell the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have people that can sell stuff that, you know, make people crazy and lazy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, please, you know, all you guys out there, think, vote for yourself. Don't think because your friend is voting this way, you have to vote that way. Vote your mind. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Howard said, it's very important. You have a chance to vote. You have a chance to make your vote count. And like some people say, you don't vote, you shouldn't complain. You vote, you have a right to complain about whatever you feel is on your mind at that point in time. But, you know, we've said the past couple of years that we've had low voter turnout here in our own community when it comes to voting. But this last one we had, it was a slight increase on people going out to vote, and we need more people to vote, and we have what, over 3,000 registered voters in Bethel. It would be nice to see at least half of that or more to go out and vote and just exercise your right. That's your right to vote. There's no excuse not to vote unless you're in a hospital or something to prevent you from voting. And that's why there's also absentee voting. You don't think you can make it to the polls, stop by the city clerk's office and pick up an absentee ballot. You can vote that way. So we have choices, and the choice is yours to go and exercise your right. So, you know, I'd love to encourage everyone, including myself, when that October 4th comes, go and vote. Use your, like Howard said, use your mind and think for yourself and pick the people you think will fit your needs. Well, I'd like to wish everybody that called. I appreciate everybody that called. This has been Friday Morning Talk Line. If you're going to go out, have a plan. Please don't drink and drive. If you are going boating, please wear your PFD, and you all have a safe, enjoyable weekend. Good morning.